But this is going to be a talk about using NixOS for deterministic distributed system benchmarking. And the speaker here is Bruce Gain. It's a really cool topic. I think there's a lot of applications Nix can be leveraged for, and this is a particularly interesting one. So take it away, and okay, a round of applause for the speaker, please.
Yeah, hi, my name's, as Martin just said, I'm Bruce Gain. I'm an analyst with a consulting firm called RevCom. And what we do, among other things, is benchmark testing. And we try to really drill down at performance characteristics of certain software packages and tools. And we're looking at the runtime basis as much as possible. And as you could probably understand, that is quite difficult to do, especially when trying to benchmark commercial applications. And by the way, about myself, I'm a huge Linux advocate. I've been using Linux for over 25 years, and I love open source. And we ran into a wall recently with really trying to gauge runtime performance of certain applications, as I just mentioned. And we looked at a few things, a few alternatives to do that. And we saw Geeks. I don't know, is anybody here familiar with Geeks? G-U-I-X? Yeah, cool. Yeah, great. I love Geeks, but right now we're not getting it to function as we'd like. It's really hard for us. So we started out with Nix. We're doing a lot of work with Nix now. And we were initially looking at trying to gauge the performance of Scylla DB and Cassandra, these database applications and platforms. Who here is familiar with Scylla DB? That's database. Okay, Cassandra, probably. Yeah, Cassandra. Yeah, everybody knows Cassandra almost, right? So it became notoriously hard. I mean, for some reason, that might be obvious. The Scylla DB versus Cassandra for the performance based on the different